This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Today is the 1 year anniversary of Prince's death.
Oh, right.
I know. It's actually Prince Day. I don't know if it's all in Minnesota, but in Minneapolis, at least, it's Prince Day.
It's been a year already, huh?
Can you believe it? It
does
feel like it was not all that long ago. Right. You know what, though? Years are going by in the blink of an eye these days. It is no lie. See, everything seems much longer when you're young.
Yeah. Yep.
Do we have any of the new song?
Oh,
the Deliverance?
Yeah, Deliverance. Yeah.
The one that's not going to be on sale today, everyone.
Right. The one that if you pre-ordered before they had a court injunction, you got it, and everybody else, you're screwed.
Yep.
Deliverance was supposed to be, there was supposed to be a 6-song EP out today, and now there's a big battle between the estate and the producer, and we're just hungry.
Gives me chills.
Hungry for the sound of him, you know? And we're clearly not alone. Whoever's collecting royalties had a good year last year. In the year since his death, Prince has sold 7.7 million albums and songs. Most of that happened in the month after his death. In all of 2016, Prince sold, for just albums, 2.23 million. And that is more than any other artist in this past year.
Good.
Even Adele couldn't match him. She sold 2.21. He sold 2.23. The best-selling albums were Very Best of Prince, Purple Rain, and 1999.
I for sure took that dude for granted.
Oh, my God. Doesn't it feel that way?
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's young. We'll be able to see him forever.
I had multiple opportunities to see him and just kept pushing it off. Like, I'll catch that someday.
Yeah. I don't want to see just the piano tour was your thing.
I could have even seen him way back in the 80s when he was, you know, really peaking and didn't think to. Like a dummy.
Well, you just never know.
I mean, I was kind of more into my own thing, but I still love shows.
Sure. Of course.
That. Yep. Not a great movie. I just saw it recently and was like, you got to be kidding me. But
it's funny. I remember liking it, but I it was a while ago. Purple rain. There's another death today. Cuba Gooding Sr. was found dead in a parked car in the L.A. area yesterday at the age of 72. This is, of course, Cuba Gooding Jr.'s father. Mm-hmm. But he was a soul singer. He was actually the lead singer in the group The Main Ingredient. They had a few hits. I think this is the big one.
Everybody plays the fool.
Sometimes.
No exception to the rule.
Listen, babe.
He also did some solo stuff and had some minor acting roles. No cause of death yet, but he, you know, I'll tell you what happened and it'll be really clear what happened. No signs of foul play. He was found slumped over the wheel of a car and there were empty alcohol bottles and drug paraphernalia in the car. So there's some talk it might have been an overdose. So surveillance video says his car pulled up to this area at about 3:30 in the morning. And here's a shot of the scene, Vinny. I believe that the car in question is that silver one parked by the police vehicle. See, it looks like kind of even an industrial area, like even a shopping zone. I mean, it doesn't look like some neighborhood in L.A. It's like a big old, you know, bottom of a big old building. So surveillance video shows that his car pulls up to the area around 3:30 in the morning.
Empty building, too, by the way.
Yeah, for lease. So funny, I saw that sign too. I was like, oh, maybe it is like sort of a depressed, who knows what area it is.
Well, it's a quiet place where people aren't likely to come walking out. So he knew where to be.
And at 3:30 in the morning, that's what you want to be in front of a vacant building, I guess, if you've got something to do.
Yeah.
A witness.
Well, I used to go to parks as a young man. I don't know where you would go to drink.
Sand pits.
At random. Sand pits.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, you know, I mean, if you you hope for a party, you start the night out hoping for a party, and you find yourself sitting with your friends drinking in a park, you, well, this is good.
This is the party we're having.
Yep.
Right.
So this is Cuba Gooding Sr., 72-year-old. He was found in his car. The car pulled up at 3:30 in the morning. He was still alive at 10 a.m. A witness saw him sitting in the car at 10 a.m. wiping his brow. And about 1 p.m., the police were called to the scene. So the car had been sitting there well into the day. They tried to revive him, but unfortunately it was too late. Yeah, they're saying that's his silver Jaguar parked on Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills, California.
Drives a Jag. Mm. Good for him.
Fire department, well, not good enough, apparently.
Well, that's neither here nor there with drug addicts. Right. I remember Scott Weiland was busted buying crack or something one time in one of the best BMWs. Mm. You know, one of the good ones.
Sure.
What one that a rock star would drive.
Right, of course.
And there he was in the worst part of town buying crack. That's addiction, everybody.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
Right.
So, rest in peace. And sorry to Cuba Gooding Jr. I mean, I have no idea what their relationship is, but father, son, at the very least. Super sad. Here's something super happy on the whole other end of the spectrum, Vinny.
Okay.
Bill Murray, our favorite. Who doesn't love Bill Murray? You gotta love that guy.
I love him.
He is working. And listen, there's something for everybody. There's Bill Murray for you. There's a musical stage show for me. He is working on a musical stage show called New Worlds. He'll sing songs, including selections from West Side Story. Oh, my God. And read stuff like Walt Whitman and Ernest Hemingway. He'll be backed by a trio that performs classical music and standards. In one segment, he's going to read from Huckleberry Finn while the trio plays Moon River. And the show will make its debut at Festival Napa Valley on July 20th.
Is that right?
Yeah. So we looked it up. He's right there on the front page. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be, and I guess he's going to tour this show, but that's where it's starting, right here.
Cool.
Festival Napa Valley. I have a whole North American tour after that. No dates have been announced, but it begins at this Napa Valley, at this festival in Napa Valley. Bill Murray coming to town, and I don't know if this is supposed to be, it's supposed to be funny, or I'm sure it'll have funny moments. Or if he really just wants to do the, you know, Larry the Lounge Lizard guy that he... Remember he used to do that smarmy lounge singer on
I
SNL?
Do remember, yeah. I'm a big fan of his.
Oh, me too.
Okay. I won't go to that, though, just for the record. As huge a fan of right. his as I
That's
am.
That's not what you want to see him doing.
I have spent the theater budget for...
forever.
For the decade, at least.
Tell me when that is again. July when?
July 20th, it says.
So that's the closest he's going to get to us is Napa Valley?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, for now. I mean,
that's pretty close.
That is pretty...
Yeah,
right
you
here.
Know. Just...
Oh, speaking of, where are my damn English muffins?
I got
yeah,
it.
Model Bakery.
They emailed me last night.
Oh.
And
I swear that's actually occurred to me a couple times.
Oh, how funny.
I hope we get some English muffins this morning.
With butter.
They're huge fans. Thank you so much for mentioning on the show. Been trying to figure out how to send you muffins to taste. Found your emails just now. And so they are going to drop some off next week.
All right.
Oh. Okay.
Does that mean today?
That's one of Oprah's.
Today? Not today.
It's one of Oprah's favorite things.
Take the ding ding back.
You know, it gets a little tricky. They're like, let's do a taste testing on air.
And, oh, no.
Yeah, no.
We'll taste test real quick in the hallway yeah. and then come running back in and say, that was delicious.
We actually should probably, you know, we really shouldn't.
Here's reverse ding ding here.
Oh.
Okay.
It's hard to differentiate right. that. I mean, that's, you know.
The problem is Oprah said it was good, so the whole world jumps on board.
Right.
We're stuck. We're trapped.
Yeah. The hottest redheads.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Oh, Emma Stone. She's got to be on there.
She's number one.
Thank you.
And I tend to agree with you. She's adorable.
Is Nicole Kidman on there?
Nicole is. She's number nine. There are some, you know, keep going. Keep guessing.
What about the chick from Game of Thrones? Which one? The one that says,
"You know nothing, Jon Snow."
Oh, what the hell's her name? Yeah, I liked her.
No,
I actually
she's
don't.
Not on here.
Is Emma Stone a real redhead?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
No, I'm not. But her hair is red for now. Is Lindsay Lohan on there?
She's not on the list. I really think she's the first person, because I was just like, Firecrotch. It's got to be on.
Is it all real people? Is the little girl from Toy Story 2 on there?
She's not. Really? Jessie the cowgirl? She's hot to you?
It's not hot, but she's pretty.
The little girl, she's a toy.
That's what I was saying. Are they all real people?
They didn't have to be. This is on Ranker.com. Someone started a list of the hottest redheads, and so then everybody can contribute, apparently.
Are there any
a thing.
Old-timey people on there? Like Lucille Ball?
Oh, no. There is no. I didn't even think of her.
Well, she's dead. I mean, that doesn't.
Looks like Emma Stone's natural hair color is blonde.
Yeah, I don't think she's a redhead, man.
Well, she's number one on the redhead list here. Isla Fisher is number two. And she is she's a honey.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's super cute. Amy Adams is number three.
Amy Adams is a redhead.
Right.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Christina Hendricks.
I love
from Mad Men.
Yeah.
Allison Hannigan.
She's cute.
What's her big claim to fame?
She was on Buffy. She was Buffy's friend.
Wait a minute. What? She was on that show that lasted forever.
Yeah,
the,
that was my next
my
one.
Parents.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
She was in. No. What's her name? Hannigan?
Allison Hannigan. L-A-L-L-Y.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
So she was in American Pie.
Yeah.
Right.
That's it.
Oh, check. Was she in Buffy, though?
Yeah, she was in Buffy.
Yeah, okay.
I think she's also a victim of that. That big
fappening?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
She's in Celebrity Jihad?
I don't know.
Yeah, listen, I don't want you to get distracted here. Let's look up more of these redheads.
Yeah.
Kate Mara is on the list. I'm not even sure I know who Kate Mara is.
Wasn't she?
Rooney Mara's
wait,
sister.
She was, she's, right, she wasn't the tattoo.
Right.
Dragon girl. She's the sister, and she's in, what's
fantastic.
The one with Kevin Spacey?
Oh.
She's the little writer girl.
I do know who
that
she is.
That he has the affair with.
Oh, funny.
Who's
the hell American Beauty?
No.
It's on HBO
currently.
No.
Okay.
Or it's on Netflix.
Yeah, she's super pretty.
She was in a movie that Brynn and I saw called Morgan. Remember that movie?
It's so embarrassing to have a total brain lock.
House of Cards.
Yes, that show.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, well, we have so many names and shows, like, everything in our head.
The West Wing.
In the early seasons of House of Cards, that's the girl that he has an affair with, the writer.
Right.
And she's so hot.
Yeah.
I'm really into her.
Well, so are a lot of people. She's number six on the list.
She could be a lot higher on that list.
They have someone named Karen Gillan at number seven. She plays Nebula in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies.
Karen what? What's her last name?
Gillan. G-I-L-L-A-N.
How's she look?
Well, she's pretty. You just see the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, but I don't. Oh,
no, we're not.
You know, she plays Zoe Saldana's evil sister.
Oh.
They hate each other. They try to kill each other throughout the film.
Julianne Moore is number eight. Nicole Kidman's number nine. And Jessica Chastain's number 10. They said that they could be real or fake. I feel like, wasn't Jane Jetson also a redhead?
The wife.
Yeah.
Jane, his wife.
Wilma Flintstone.
But
Wilma, you know what? Betty was the hot one. Like, Wilma was kind of...
Wilma's... Yeah.
I also thought that it was interesting that there was no Gillian Anderson from The X-Files.
Which is coming back, right?
It is. They're going to do... They did like a six-episode kind of 10th season... And now, I guess it was successful enough that they're like, yeah, we're gonna do an 11th season.
People
I think it's 13 episodes.
So I guess Angie Everhart, like, she's just not even a celebrity anymore.
But I agree with you. She's super hot. Also, I thought Ginger from Gilligan's Island.
Right.
You know, Tina Louise.
Uh-huh.
And then where's Ronald McDonald and Bozo on this list?
Totally.
That's not nice.
Hot redhead.
So
that isn't right.
Bozo.
You're a mean lady.
We had to add these ones.
Yeah. Yuzi and I sat around 5 minutes thinking up redheads we thought were
hot. I just entered hot redheads and then hit images on Google and just up pops so many beautiful women. I can't tell you any of their names, but yikes.
You do love a ginger.
I love them. I'm a big fan.
Congratulations, Bill O'Reilly. He is not leaving Fox News empty-handed. He's getting about a $25 million payday. That's the equivalent of 1 year of the big four-year deal he signed with Fox just last month.
So that's the settlement they came to then?
Apparently so.
I'm surprised he didn't say, you're going to pay me for all the years.
They apparently had left themselves some kind of out in the contract.
All right.
Maybe just for this reason. It's not like they didn't know that they'd paid $13 million out to people. They say that 21st Century Fox knew when the deal was being negotiated that the New York Times had the article in the works that revealed all the sexual harassment settlements that were paid to his accusers, and they left themselves some outs that allowed them to get away with only giving him a year's worth of salary instead of the whole amount.
Oh, because they knew this was in the...
Right.
Got it. Because his agent would have done a bad job if he'd signed some deal.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I'm sure he said, all right, well, I'll have to agree to that.
Right. Okay.
The woman who wrote the Times article that brought him down revealed that $13 million, April 1st, I think. This has all happened so fast. April 1st, this article came out. Not that it hadn't been.
April Fool's Day.
Right. It had been reported that he'd made settlements and that he'd, you know, even the thing with Tina Fey where he's like, and this is the last I'm going to say about it ever again. But I'm not. She says that she wrote a piece a few years ago about how he embellished his claims about covering the Falklands War. And at the time, she says he told her, I am coming after you with everything I have. You can take it as a threat. Meanwhile, did you hear about the woman that he called Hot Chocolate?
Yes.
She went on The View yesterday.
Oh. Hot Chocolate did.
No, Hot Chocolate went on The View. Yeah. Plantational.
There's a lot more to that, too.
Like, yeah, she was...
He walks by and grunts or makes weird noises.
How lovely.
Mm-hmm. I have that audio too, but it's like
that's
a whole minute and a half.
Yeah.
Just thinking that who grunts.
Jeez, Uman. Sounds serious. Richard Simmons came home from the hospital with a little help from the LAPD.
Oh, he got an escort.
He didn't. He made it home. I guess his housekeeper had picked him up, and the paparazzi followed her car from the hospital, so they pulled into the and I guess the garage, I don't know, it sounds like it's not attached because they called the police from the garage saying we need help, there are people, I don't know, surrounding them.
Yeah,
he returned home Thursday afternoon. This was, he had a tummy ache, remember, he went into the hospital Monday. So they got back, but there was a problem. His longtime housekeeper called the LAPD and said she was followed by the paparazzi and ended up driving into the garage and hiding because she believed they might be on the property. Cops arrived, found Richard and the housekeeper inside the garage in his Range Rover. They formed something of a human shield. He threw a blanket over his head and went inside the house that way.
Hmm.
Does that add to the mystery? Does that diminish the mystery? I don't know. I'm sure they'll have a fun time on Missing Richard Simmons, the podcast dedicated to the whole thing. By the way, Aaron Hernandez's death has been ruled a homicide by hanging by the medical examiner. Officials say they recovered 3 handwritten suicide notes. So while we initially had heard there were no suicide notes, Aaron Hernandez, the convicted murderer and just been acquitted on a double murder, his family was all up in arms saying, you know.
They ruled it a homicide.
They ruled it a suicide by hanging.
Oh, you just said homicide.
Yeah, you said homicide.
Say homicide.
Oh, damn it.
Because those are
I didn't even realize she said that. When you said
homicide, I'm like, man, I wonder who it is.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, no, what you just said.
I was looking at Vinny. He looked so confused. I'm like, what part of this is he not getting?
When you said 3 handwritten notes, we were all expecting you to say from 3 different people.
Yeah, like faked it, made him fake write notes. I'm sitting here going, this is the first I've heard of that.
No, I'm sorry.
And that is gigantic.
Let's take all this out in post. Aaron Hernandez's death has been ruled a suicide by hanging by the medical examiner. Officials say they recovered 3 handwritten suicide notes.
All right.
Jesus. Okay. I clearly need to party this weekend. What's going up in the news?
Earth Day is coming up. Also, dating is always fun to talk about, and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Provident Credit Union. Lock in your movable mortgage rate for life with Provident Credit Union. Here's what's happening. Earth Day is tomorrow, everyone. So maybe you could not throw your cigarette butts out the window or pick up some trash or...
plant a tree.
Or go to that extent. I, you know, Or just don't throw your cigarette butts out the window.
Sure. Just take a minute and think about the Earth. It's her day.
The first, I have a couple things about Earth Day, if I could.
Sure.
The first ever Earth Day happened in 1970. And about 20 million people participated. Today, more than 1 billion people throughout the world get involved every year.
Just like with what? Cleanups and...
Exactly what we just discussed. There's beach cleanups, there's picking up trash just on your walk down the street, or there's gatherings where people, you know, plant trees or do other good things for the Earth. It's considered the largest civic observance in the world. Earth Day is.
Interesting.
It was started... Here's a name you just don't hear enough of anymore. It was started by a senator from Wisconsin named Gaylord Nelson.
Oh, Gaylord. You don't hear that name often.
It's gone.
Right. Well, you know.
I don't. Why?
Really? It's hard. That's a hard name to give a kid these days.
He eventually won the Presidential Medal of Freedom Award in 1995 in recognition of his work. It may come back because you wouldn't catch a person using that epithet anymore, might actually come back.
Well, things do go in cycles.
Circle back, right. And you know, if you said Gaylord to a young person, they might go, yeah, what's the matter with that? And you're right. What is the matter with
Nothing
that?
Nothing is the matter. Hopefully, every kid out there scratching their head going, what are they talking about?
I don't even
Wouldn't
know.
Wouldn't that be a nice day?
Yeah.
Am I being naive?
No, I don't know. Right. You're just wondering aloud.
Right.
There's a, is that Indian restaurant we used to love?
Gaylord's. Yep.
Yeah. That's still there?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Embarcadero 1.
Yeah. Oh, Yuzi and I used to.
I know a girl named Gay.
Yeah, I knew a girl named Gay growing up.
You're not seeing that anymore either, though,
no,
are you?
Not the way you used to.
The most common way people celebrate Earth Day is by recycling, followed by planting a tree and cleaning up a local park.
Oh.
They say here they picked April 22nd as the date because more students are able to participate as it falls between spring break and final exams.
Oh. Well.
And it's close to Arbor Day.
When's Arbor Day? Does Arbor Day mean tree day?
It does.
Oh.
But I don't know... I don't know. Okay. I can't.
It's no problem.
If anyone wants to run for
well,
that.
I'm looking. I used to have it in my, you know, in the date books that I get. But I
Arbor Day is April 28th, Friday.
Oh, there you go.
Week apart.
Right.
What are we doing for that?
We're planting another tree. Two trees this year.
Congratulations.
You know what? I'll have Hooman. I'm going to send you a link, Hooman. So can you post it on Sarah and Vinny Facebook to have all the events around the Bay Area for Earth Day.
I sure can, everyone.
All right. All right. Thanks,
thank you, Holman. Great
That's
job.
That's teamwork.
Damn.
I'm too busy looking for newspapers all morning. Sorry. Haven't been here very much.
A 45-year-old woman in Missouri named Janie Hall recently met a guy on Plenty of Fish.
Oh, we've heard of that one.
It's a dating site.
Yeah.
They had their first date at Cheesecake Factory in Kansas City about 2 weeks ago.
Well, that's nice.
I don't have his name, but he's in his 50s, and she liked that he's a veteran who volunteers a lot, and she's a former respiratory therapist who still works in medicine. That ended up coming into play on their first date as he had a medical emergency.
Oh, my God.
After they'd eaten. They'd been just talking, I guess, ordered some coffee and just chatting, you know, as you will on a first
You're
date.
You're having a nice time.
Try
sure.
to get to know each right. other. I don't want it to end.
That's sweet.
Except then he started coughing, stood up, and face planted on the floor.
Oh, my God.
Just a full header right
you
there
said
in
he was
the
room. About 50?
About 50.
Oh, Lord. That's when it started.
She happening. Jumped up. Checked his pulse and couldn't find one and started doing CPR while a waitress called 911. She kept doing chest compressions for a full 8 minutes as they waited for the paramedics to arrive. At that point, he had a weak pulse, and because of Janie's background and her quick reaction, this guy survived. She followed the ambulance to the hospital and went back to see him a few days later. The doctors aren't sure what happened, but they say he's going to be okay.
Oh, they're not saying it was a heart attack for
they're
sure?
They're not saying that.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure that was a heart attack. Right. Anyway, And they say here that, yes, he wants to go on a second date. I'm surprised she does. It says here they're planning to do that. Go on a second date.
I mean, I guess something like that could bring you closer. Like, you feel like, you know, suddenly your overwhelming feelings of concern for this person. Like, she's visiting him in the hospital and she saved his life.
She's kind of momming him, though, don't you think? I mean, already the first date, she's momming him.
Really? She shouldn't have mommed him so much that first date, she saved his life.
I'm just saying, no, you're taking me the wrong way. I'm saying, okay, so yes, she should mom him in that situation. She's got the skills. But does she want to date a guy that's already been established? Like, yeah, I take care of you.
Yeah.
I'm your caretaker. What's next?
I gave you life. Okay, Mom.
Your napkin out on your lap for you before we eat next time.
That would be lovely.
Yeah,
that's nice. You don't want me to do any heavy lifting.
Maybe she likes that. Maybe that's her thing.
Maybe.
I've definitely seen women who, for whatever reason, want a guy they have to take care of.
Or maybe they actually had a connection. I mean, they did order coffee. That is, like you said, we don't want this to end yet. You know, okay. The fact that he fell over, and you know, that'll just be a fun story to tell their. I guess they probably. How old is she? They're not going to have any grandchildren. Is she also 50? Oh, did you say she was 53?
He's 50. She's 45.
Oh, 45.
And this actually, he's in his 50s, so I don't have an exact age.
I see.
Yeah, she's not going to have kids, but I, you know, okay. I think on first dates, something like that goes down for me. I'm sort of.
Oh.
We might not be a good fit.
You seem like too much work.
I got to save your life on a first date.
Right.
I don't see this.
What
going
is date number two going to
places?
Well, give it another date or two.
Okay.
If they're uneventful.
You know what? That's your mentality, and you should do that. You ever find yourself single
right.
and a guy keels on your. You continue to pursue that.
Well, you already got one up on the guy. I mean, you saved his life the first time you were together. You can always pull that out. Yeah, I saved your life the first time I met you.
Again.
In more ways than one. You're lucky to have me.
I think we're off on the wrong foot.
Feels like the right foot to me. I don't know.
Okay, you say.
You can't leave me.
All right. According to this, and you know, for grown-ups, it's hard sometimes to go back to when you were a kid and actually remember and think about the feelings you had when you were young and the milestones that the things that you were trying to get out of your parents. I remember as a young boy wanting to take the bus to the beach because I didn't want to go with my mom. It was awful. It took her forever to get herself together and get.
You wanted to run to the bus, hop on,
and go. I just wanted to go surfing with my friends. Can you just let me get on the bus? I just want to take the bus. Please. And it was a huge thing, this thing like, you can't, stuff could happen to you.
Yeah.
What's going to happen on the 65 OCT to Newport Beach? What? What's going
to
happen?
Especially to Vinny. That was a kid nobody wanted any part of.
Right.
Anyway, so it's one of those things.
How old were you when you started doing that?
I want to say I was trying to make that happen when I was like 8.
Right.
And she said no. No, of course not. But by 10, I think I'd sort
worn her down.
I mean, I think she was just over it. Like, dude, okay, get out. I think the bus cost 65 cents.
Would she sit on the beach and make sure you didn't drown when she, or did she just
she
drop
can't swim.
You?
She can't swim.
But so she can yell, you know, a mother would want
to
know.
As a real young person, yes, the idea would be, take me to the beach, please, and she would hang. And that's why the picnic and the
right.
snacks and
hard to get out of the house.
Never mind. Let's just stay.
When is your mom coming back to visit?
I don't know.
Okay.
soon, I'm sure.
So, yeah, I just wanted to go surfing. I just wanted to be with my friends. Mm-hmm. If I got on that bus, I was bound to find 20 to 25 other friends there.
Right. That's where everyone gathered.
Safety in numbers. We were, and there was no texting like, you're going to be there. You just knew where everyone would be. Anyway, the point of the story is one of the big milestones, too, is can I go to the store or wherever the video game place, but if it's across a big street?
Yeah.
You can't do that. You can't cross that street. Your kids shouldn't cross a street alone until they're 14, according to this story.
Oh, my God. It, like hoveringparents.com? Like, what are you talking
they
about?
They actually even say this must be sweet methadone for helicopter parents. This info will make you feel okay about how hard you're parenting, which is hard if you're keeping your kid from crossing
well,
the street.
Well, I'm a horrible mother. My kid has been crossing major intersections since, you know, sixth grade.
How old is that?
I think it's
11.
Is it 11? 10, 11? Yeah. I mean, he really had no need to cross before then, but that kid walked, get out, walked to school.
According to a new study out of the University of Iowa, your kid shouldn't cross the street alone until they're 14.
Why?
The researchers say until they get that old, they don't quite have the motor skills visual judgment skills to cross the street perfectly safely.
That's a bad study.
It's bad parenting.
That's where my cousin works. So I hope she wasn't behind that because that is horrible.
Do you remember?
It's up to the parents to teach the kids how to.
Exactly.
I mean, you got to show them how to do it.
Do you remember those little milestones, though? Like, can I go to the pool? It was the Colony Pool, our little housing tract pool. Can I go to the pool? No, the lifeguards aren't there. You know, whatever, you are six.
Right.
No, you can't go to the pool.
Right.
Well, there were go so bad.
So many things that you couldn't do because your mom couldn't do them, you know?
And, right.
And looking back, you go, well, of course she didn't let her six-year-old go to the pool where there's no lifeguards when she couldn't go.
Right. Well, what I learned was to stop asking for stuff. You just
sneak out the
door
and go.
I'm going out front. And then you just split and go do whatever.
You horrible child.
Oh, please. Like, you didn't do that.
Mm-mm. Who, me? No. Who, me?
Didn't you take a sinking boat out into the middle of a lake one day?
Oh, like every day?
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
My mom didn't care.
I
didn't have to ask permission. That was our rowboat, and we were taking it out. I didn't have to tell her that the thing was sinking the whole time.
Ellie was like, yeah. Take the sinking boat out.
Get out of here. I got some sunbathing
to
do.
Here's an extra bucket for bailing.
My mom was, we ran wild in the summers. But we lived in the country, though, yeah. You know?
Well, how's that better?
It's not.
But, right. That's what I'm saying. That's not better. I was getting on a bus that was publicly used and had a driver who was in charge. I mean, once we got to the beach, okay, that's different. But
sure.
And there I was at Pure Records, like, hey, can you buy me some cloves? You remember clove cigarettes?
Oh, absolutely.
I love clove cigarettes.
We used to buy them for 25 cents.
Yeah.
25 cents a piece?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Dejarum, the brown ones, please.
Yes.
Did I say that right?
Something like that, right? DJ.
Yeah. I don't know. There's all kinds of different flavors and orange packs, brown packs, purple packs.
So the thing was, at the beach where I grew up learning to surf, you could surf until the black ball went up, which was at 10 a.m., and the black ball flag meant no surfboards in the water.
Because it was family day.
Well, because they're hard boards and people could get hurt, and it was for the swimmers. At 10 o'clock, that's when the nonsense started. As soon as the boards had to be out of the water, I was like, let's go get cloves, and let's see if we can, hey, mister, some beers and whatever, you know.
10-year-old Vinny.
Oh, God.
In a class by himself.
Yikes. Where's the text? Our text number is 800-400-369. So, I should mention, the Sharks lost last night in overtime, 4-3.
What does that mean?
Well, so, we have to win the next game, which is Saturday night at home, 7:30.
Right.
We have to win.
Right.
Or we're out.
Well, that's...
Right. 925 has texted in, Ariel from The Little Mermaid. Hot.
Oh, she's hot.
Can't use cartoon.
You can. It said anybody real or fake.
I don't want that.
But the top 10 were all real people.
Of course, because they should be. Mm. There's not enough hot human redheads that we got to go for
cartoon Jessica characters. Rabbit.
Yeah.
Forgot about her. She's a redhead, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was pretty hot.
Yeah.
Jessica Rabbit?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
That body?
Booming. Doesn't occur in the real world.
Really? The body?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you should go as Jessica Rabbit for Halloween this year.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
It's perfect. We've got to figure it out.
Right.
In April.
People are writing in that Emma Stone is a blonde. She is not a natural redhead. Oh, look at that.
What are we looking at? Jessica Rabbit.
I never saw that
just
movie.
So hot. Who Killed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah, I never saw that.
I saw it, but I don't remember much about it at all.
408 says, I won the $1,000 with Jane.
Oh.
But love Gretchen too.
Oh.
Hopefully she's getting good again soon at the trivia game.
Yeah, she. Well, you guys are tied this week, right? Going into the finals. We play trivia with Gretchen every day, 9:45 or so. Yeah,
that's for the late.
The late listeners.
The late audience. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Mo Mandel is coming up in the trash.
All right.
And another chance at $1,000 right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.